Some 38 different vendor booths were available at the Homeless Connection this year, and that shows that our community is definitely devoted to providing services for people in need. So many of those needs for so many years have been met by our Lions Club. Hal Smalley has been a keen-eyed Lion. Well, Hal, for how long?
16 years.
Okay, and what are the services that, and what drew you to become a Lion?
The fact that we're the largest service organization in the world. We're in 208 countries. We're 1.47 million strong. What we do in communities is we raise money and we spend it within the community. With glasses, vision screening. We go into schools, we vision screen in the schools. We help people with getting a service dog. We help families that are running into financial difficulty. Either they don't have health care insurance or it's very minimal and they run up huge, horrific health care bills. We help them with doing fundraisers to help pay those bills off and to be able to function in the community.
That's a lot of reasons to be a Lion.
I think there's a lot of reasons, and that's just some of them. We do a rubber duck race. That's our only fundraiser. We do it in September, and we use that. Those funds are spent that calendar year in the community. We do dictionaries, thesauruses, and atlases in the elementary schools for third, fourth, and fifth graders.
And no politics involved, right, Hal?
None. None.
Now, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a myriad of glasses, and one person just came by, and he had been by before, but he came to get a pair for his wife.
For his wife.
And I think that speaks to the real meaning of this Homeless Connection, because people are not only helping themselves, but they're helping other people in need.
Yeah. I agree. This has been a great community effort here. The organizations that are here and the services that are available for folks, it's a one-stop shop. And we need to probably have more of those within the year, one-stop shopping. But most of those services are right here today.
And you guys, I think, have been here every year.
We've been here every year, yeah.
Okay, now, the Lion Roar is what's important, and we've got some lions back here. And she's helping some. What's your name?
Annalie Lott.
Lioness?
Lioness Lott.
Can you give me a roar, lioness? That's a laugh. That must mean you must enjoy what you're doing.
We do.
I heard a meow over here. Is that from a lesser lion? Now, you do have your mascot here, though, and he is wearing a pair of glasses.
Wearing a pair of glasses, always.
How did you get introduced to the Lions, and why are you a Lion?
Oh, my. I was introduced to the Lions probably 13 to 15 years ago by Dennis and Phyllis Warner. I was actually an elk at the time, and they were elks, and they...
It's okay to be an elk and a lion.
They sniped me. They did. They poached me from the elks. I've been a lion ever since. I'm still an elk, but
is there a special reward in being part of an organization that serves the community and gives back?
Always. I mean, that's why we do this. We do this because we see a need, and we need to fill that need. And in this case, our mission statement is vision all over the world. We're the largest service organization in the world. And these glasses here are donated glasses that are all prescription glasses. And they're going to be sent off and refurbished and sent to maybe India or Haiti, and someone's going to be able to see that wasn't able to see. That's really rewarding.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being a lioness.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that I can see clearer now sound of KSRM.